KSL's top story this hour, do you have an extra $140 to give away? A new report says Utah families could pay a lot more in taxes soon.
But the state has a surplus. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Amanda, a Utah family earning $50,000 a year could end up paying nearly $140 more than they do now in taxes. Gas, property, and sales taxes, all because of the 2015 legislature. And the Senate president says there may be more taxes in the future, too, to boost the general fund. Much of the taxes are imposed without any say from you, but there is a big sales tax hike on the ballot this fall and could mean another $50 out of your pocket. And listen to this. The state finished this budget year with a $103 million surplus. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top story this hour. The state had extra money this year, but Utah leaders are still talking about raising taxes again.
And that's even after you pay more this year in gas, property, and sales taxes. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has the numbers live in the KSL 24-hour news center. Mary?
Amanda, a Utah family earning $50,000 could end up paying another $140 in taxes this year. That's from increases passed by the legislature to the gas and property taxes. Don't forget school district that's raised taxes. And then there's the sales tax hike you can actually vote on this fall. Booming income tax collections could mean an extra $190 million next year for the state budget. But the Senate president says the way it's allocated means they may need to do another tax hike to boost the general fund. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.